Fala vácuo. Fala vácuo. Halav Oved Kochavim.
We're coming kashrus bread.
Now we're milk. Halav akum. I said halav akum.
That's right. My ears are still ringing.
Okay. So halav akum, the milk. Yeah? Milk. What's a halav akum? Milk that was milked from. Was milk that was milked without a supervision of a Jew. Yeah? And there's a chashash that maybe he will. The guy will put in there not kosher milk from a not kosher animal. Therefore, asur, drink chalava. That's the pashut law. Asur. It's asur that you have to drink the chalava. Okay? Unless a Jew saw either a Jew himself milk, or a Jew saw the milking, then he could eat it. It's not considered chalava. What's chalava? Milk that was milked from by a goy without the supervision of a Jew, even if the goy doesn't have any non-kosher animals. The famous story is with Halav Akum, that the king told his minister, a Jewish minister, come, I'll give you a cup of milk that I milked from my place for 100% for sure. The Jew said, I can't have it. Something like that. And then they found out that the maidservant, she was lacking some milk for the king's place for that day. So she milked her donkey or something. And she added and mixed it together. Kitzum. That's time that the Chazal made this yeast. Asur to have chalav akum.
What's the difference in that and chalav akum?
Same thing.
Why is akum,
the Chazal say Chalav Akum is akum is Oved Kochavim. A person who... same thing. It's not chachik. A Jew, which is Mechal HaShabbos HaFarhesia, right? He drives on Shabbos, he will smoke on Shabbos, he will on the street, he doesn't care. Still doesn't mean that his milk is Chalav Akum, unless it's a chashash. Perhaps he might mix the milks. If you have a chashash, I mean, he doesn't care for Shabbos, he doesn't care for Shabbos or anything, he tries to make everyone fail and stuff like that, then of course he can't have his stuff. But if it's Tamayid, he doesn't know too much, doesn't care too much, but he knows that Jews have only chalav stuff, Jews, Yirat Shamayim, only chalav of cows, so then no problem. Chalav akum, if someone has chalav akum, he cooks it in a pot, the pot is asur, agala. He's agala, even though he knows that it doesn't know where it came from. Even though maybe it's 100% kosher milk, it doesn't make a difference. Chalav akum, you need to take the pot to the agala, to put it in a...
What about products, commercial products that are made from that? For example, anything made in America.
There's chalav akum and there's stam
chatav, something else. We'll speak about that in a moment. Okay? Just right now, I'm talking with the simple halacha of chalav akum, okay?
But the pot has to be kosher, or the pot is also to use edible?
No, it has to be kosher.
Oh, okay.
Kosher, as if you cooked in it milk of a horse. Yeah? Yeah, Shela? צריך היהודי לראות בתחילת החליבה שהכלים של דוכן חולבים יהיו ריקים ונקיים משערי חלב וצריך לראות בתחילת החליבה ועד סופה. The halacha is that the Jew has to see that the vessel that they're going to milk, the goy, let's say a goy is milking it, he has to see that the vessel was empty and clean before, and he has to see all the time, from the time that he starts milking until he finishes milking. The Jew has to supervise over. Okay, but...
My son worked in a machleva.
Wait. Achen, indeed. Kshagoy cholev be'emat Yisrael b'shvila Yisrael. When the guy is milking Jewish cows, I mean, right, he works in a kibbutz, in a Jewish kibbutz, in a religious kibbutz, But even not religious kibbutz, doesn't make a difference. And the cow, there's only cows there, and it's a Jewish place, right? Right? And it's in a Jewish location, it's only in the boundary, as you say, in the tchum of the kibbutz, right, for example? Right? And as long as the Jew saw the beginning, the middle, the end, it's good enough. Only if he milked from his own place, yeah? A Jew, if it's from in the Jewish place, in the Jews' cows, so then it's good enough that he sees the continuation. He doesn't have to see from the beginning that the thing is clean and everything. You can trust it that it's clean. Okay? If it's from a goy's cow, then he has to see everything from the beginning. He has to see the clean was clean and everything was clean. If it's from a Jew, the Jews' cows, then he doesn't have to see from the beginning everything. No, you see, he saw the chaliva, it's good enough. Yeah? That's what you wanted to tell me?
No, he had to see, to explain, he had to see that the Odekalim were cleaned properly before, and he had to start the chaliva. That was all. Then he could leave.
Okay, because that's an automatic. That's why. Because it's automatic, so he knows what he's doing, that's why. But if it's milking it like that. Yeah. By the way, even a kid under 13, or a girl under 12, is she could be trustful? Trustful, how do you say?
Trusted.
Trusted to see that it's a Jewish, that the guy didn't mix any other milk with it.
A girl under 13?
A boy under 13 and a girl under 12.
So,
they're trusted.
To be a shomer.
That's right.
Or shomeris for the milking process. Yeah. If they're under 12 or under
13.
To what age can that start at? Age of 7, 8?
Normal. An age that you could trust. An age that you could trust.
After 12.
But a kid knows. I don't know exactly what age. 9 years old enough. Maybe for a girl, 8. I'm 8. Now, what about for sure, 100%? Right, there's no 100%, but 99%. This milk is cow's milk. Also, then I need the supervision of a Jew. All right. So Moshe Feinstein, the famous of Moshe Feinstein, which is the kula in America people are relying on in many places, and in our days you don't have to rely so much on them. Only if you want to eat all these chocolate bars, you don't have to rely on it. There's a lot of milk products, especially in the Jewish centers, right? Our Chalav Yisrael. Anyways, Moshe Feinstein says that if it has the supervision of the state and they're afraid to mix something else in it, so then you could trust it to say that it's not mixed with other animals' milk. Mm-hmm. But that's only in places where you can actually trust the supervision. And also even Rav Moshe says at the end of the tshuva, I saw with my own eyes, Yireh Shamayim, Yirchak Mizeh. He said, like, if someone has fear from Shamayim, Yireh Shamayim will not have it. Right? Well, not have his Hershey bars. Not have it. You have Yireh Shamayim, so then have a Hershey bar. So what? Makar, you'll die, you'll live a longer life. You don't need a Hershey bar. It's not only milk what they put in there.
The problem is that the cows nowadays are so sick from the antibiotics.
So we're not talking about cashews.
I mean, how can you milk a cow that's going to be dead in months?
We said in 72 hours, you're allowed to milk it, no? Yeah. But there are a lot of Pesachim who say not to have that kind of chalav. And therefore, it's better not to. It's better not to, especially if you don't have to. Mm-hmm. Who needs to know? It's not stam. It's not a...
But in that case, it's not called chalav stam, or is it?
It's chalav stam, it's not chalav akum. Even though Moshe himself says it's only when it's hard for you to get other types of things. But people took it as, oh, so we could always have chalav stam. It's not true. Even Moshe himself says not to do like that. In a place where it's hard to get chalav Yisrael, then you can rely on having chalav stam. So that doesn't mean you can have everything there which is chalav stam. A lot of stuff here in Israel, which is the Rabbanut, they have avkat chalav nochri in it. Avkat, they have the powder of milk. Powder?
Mm-hmm.
Milk powder? It's powdered milk, which is chalav, a lot of times it's chalav stam. It says on it, avkat chalav nochri. Yeah? In that situation, it's better not to have it. You have to have it. You can't get a different chocolate bar. There's no other chocolate bar. It's your taivas that want it. It's mom. It's only in a situation, we were in Chile, and there they told us not to trust the milk. In Chile, they told us not to trust the milk. Nachon? They have kosher chalav, they have chalav Yisrael milk there. In Santiago, at least. And someone sent it to us. Right? In Russia, of course you can't trust the milk.
But Moshe said only two countries, right? U.S. and Australia?
I don't know. I know about the U.S. I don't know. Europe, I don't know what's going on in Europe.
Probably U.S. and Canada.
Okay, I don't know exactly. But also then, it's only when it's hard, difficult for a person to get the Chalav Yisrael. It's not in the area. He has to go to a different city or whatever. It's hard for him to reach it. Then he could be maker if he wants.
But there are so many different substitutes, such as rice grain.
Sada, but if someone doesn't want
so it,
it's not the same.
But it's a lot healthier. I mean, given all the
bovine growth hormones. I'm not talking about health. I'm talking about kashrus. Kashrus.
Soy
is all GMO. Chema. Butter. Oh. You know what's special about a kosher milk? It can become butter.
No, cheese.
Butter.
Butter also?
I'm reading here. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, butter.
Non-kosher milk cannot turn into
butter. Non-kosher milk cannot turn into butter. Can't be, same thing, same idea, right. Same thing. Cannot turn into butter. That's the mitzvot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, if Kamlachim was here, he'll explain to you exactly why, the enzymes and everything, but he's not with us anymore.
Because you have to have part meat, part the resin,
The interior of the stomach of the cow.
Right. You have to have part of the beef part of the cow.
Chema, it says?
Chema.
I heard it may know.
It says your chema.
But that's for cheese. For butter, all it needs to be do is probably churned.
The problem is, so lichora, I would say, I could have any butter in the whole world. Because it's for sure from kosher. But the problem is, if it's only butter, and the vessels they use it weren't clean and kosher, because they have to heat it up. But then good. But you don't know that. And it could be they add, that could be. Today all the
chemicals.
All the manufactured things are with chemicals and all kinds of things in them. So of course, you can't have butter unless it has a good hechsher on it.
Okay? Another thing. Many machlavot, many dairies, if they don't have, this always told me about Mordechai Yavuzet, even here in Israel, the dairies who do not have a mehuda hechsher, the cheeses, and possibly all salt and butters, are halav Shabbat.
We spoke about that yesterday. Were you here yesterday?
No.
Ah, we spoke about it yesterday. we said the whole subject we used yesterday. Yeah. We said there's three conditions of using chalav. That was the milking on Shabbos. Either to throw the milk away,
mm-hmm.
or if a goy does it. Mm-hmm. I forgot the third one was.
Well, what the chiluni kibbutzim do is they don't have a mehudah.
Or if it's automatic. If it's automatic, you also let it benefit from it after Shabbos. That's the. Yeah. Cheese. And this now is what we're talking about before, right? Yaakov, cheese. Cheese. אסרו חכמים אכילת גבינות נוכרים. חזר said you can't eat cheese of goyim. Why? Even if it's from from a cow. Why? Because the way they used to make it, you put it inside the
stomach
of the animal. Therefore, it's asur. Even the places where they, for sure they don't put it, I don't know if today they do it.
They should have some still do.
Yeah? But even if you know they don't, you still can. It's a gzeira. You don't eat cheese. Yeah.
Also, there are certain brands of European cheese where they use worms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As in live worms.
Mm-hmm. Kosher. They have in France, kosher worms. Worms, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Gemara says that. That worms are asur to eat only if it's a sheretz. Sheretz means that it's walking, crawling, creature, what's it, creepers, people crawling?
Creeping, crawling.
It's on the ground. It creeps on the ground. Crawls on the ground. But if, what? Or water, or flying. But if it was created from the bacteria in the cheese. Or in the fish. It was created inside. And it never left. Once it left, it's asur. It never left. It's not asur to eat those worms.
And with vegetables.
Yeah, but with vegetables. Vegetables, usually what happens? They're not made from the bacteria. What happens? The fruit and vegetables, they're laid inside. There's a special fly that comes. It came from the outside.
That's what happens with the cheese.
It wasn't made from the inside. It came from the outside inside.
No, they put it on the cheese. They put the larva on the cheese.
Okay, what do you say?
But
I think we the halach and Shulchan Aruch is that if it was laid inside, it came from the outside. It wasn't created from the inside. If it's created from the inside, I saw cheese like that in France.
They put the eggs on the outside. But it,
so that's already a problem.
Yeah, because in Kashrus magazine, they were saying it's a major problem. Yeah,
that's already a problem. Yeah, if a Jew, of course, supervised over the guy preparing the cheese, and he saw everything was okay, so of course he could have it. Even if he didn't do anything, he would just supervise the rabbiya. Shamenet, leben, v'yogurt. Shamenet is sour cream. Leben is leben. And yogurt is yogurt. I don't know how to say leben in English.
Leben.
What?
Leben.
Even in America they call it leben?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
Leben.
America.
Buttermilk.
Buttermilk?
No. This stuff is sweet.
No, it's like sour cream. But it's a little bit thinner. It's thinner.
Thinner.
It's called thinner sour cream.
Called leben?
In English it's called leben. Yeah, it's also thinner yogurt.
In the Jewish store, it's called leben. In the Goyish store, that's called leben?
Yeah?
The store in the Goyish store, all the great?
No, there's something called leben. It
came from here, I'm telling you.
No, it's like sour cream and thinner.
It's like a liquid.
It's a liquid, almost. You can drink it.
You drink it, yeah.
You can make it from milk.
Disgusting, that's a personal thing. I like it.
You let your milk sit in the right way, it's leben.
It's in the right way, yeah, otherwise it'll be cottage.
Yeah.
What you have to do is heat it up.
Otherwise it's going to be blue and green and you don't want to eat it. Blue cheese.
Yeah, they're worms. So, shamenet shel nochrim, some say it's like butter, so you'll be able to use it. Right? And some say it's asu. The maaseh, problem is not the actual milk, because these things usually become, they're only from kosher animals that could become. Problem is what they add to it. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's why you have to have a good hechsher and all these things. Now, avkat chalav. Right? Powdered milk. Yeshi tiru. באבקת חלב מתוצרת נוכרים, במידה ואין מחשש איסור חלב עקום, ויש אוסרים, some are maker on this, some are machmer. Of course we said, it's better to be machmer if you don't have to have it. If the Chazanish was maker for sick people or for children, it was more maker for that, because they need it for their growth. That's what they say. I don't know. I don't really believe in that. That's what they say.
Is that the something called artificial milk that they use for coffee or something?
It's artificial, it's not milk.
No, it's not.
No, it is milk. It's powdered milk.
No, Mapito. Mapito, parif.
It has a dairy extra.
They have a dairy on it. They have parif ones.
It's parif.
Where?
Ones.
All over the place. What do you mean? All the Haredi places they have.
Okay.
You can't have milk.
Parif milk.
It's chemicals. That's all it is.
The part is sodium casing.
So the eggs or something. I don't know, powdered eggs or something.
Powdered milk.
It's not powdered milk. It's powdered. You still got powdered artificial milk. No. You add the coffee after finishing milk.
Coffee made.
Yeah.
Right. It's made out of coconut oil and sodium casing. It's in Kashrus magazine.
Yeah. Yeah, even if you use for babies all kinds of powders, you should make sure you have a good extra. Today in Israel, it's very easy to use if the mother can't nurse. You have to give him artificial mother's milk, whatever it's called, formula. So then also, in Israel, it's very easy to get mehadri and everything. You have everything. See me like, I don't know all these. I don't know, Boch Hashem, I don't know. You should never know. But, what?
The problem with formula is, we found out the hard way, is that they use pig enzymes in the process of making it.
Mm-hmm.
No, the ones in this country are not. Okay. Okay. Kashrut achalav bePesach. It's almost Pesach. Pesach, yeah? How exciting. It is exciting, what do you mean? The Pesach is not exciting, just the month before, not so. Behema ochelet chametz at Pesach. There's a machloket if an animal eats chametz on Pesach. Do you have the milk or not? It's a machloket. Okay? Lamaise. It's good to be machmir in this. If you can be machmir, so you can milk after the 24 hours of, let's say, 8 chametz at 8 o'clock in the morning, wait after 8 o'clock in the morning the next day, be able to milk it and enjoy the milk. Well, it's good to be machmir. Eating chametz before Pesach is not a problem.
Fish ponds too.
Right. Yeah. In Eretz Yisrael, many people are machmir to buy kosher of Pesach, Erev Pesach. That it's even before Pesach, they did it a week before. I don't know how much before they didn't eat chametz, the animals. Yeah? And some people are machmir to buy all the milk products before Pesach. Yeah. People are machmir. I know people are machmir to buy everything before Pesach. They don't bring anything in the house that they bought outside on Pesach. They bring it before the. That was milk. And tomorrow we'll speak about, not tomorrow, but I hope I'm achieving that now. We'll speak about meat, kosher meat.
Tomorrow there's no class?